Blog Talk Radio. Words will be lost. So
again, don't be fooled by someone, Satan, the devil, that has told you that the words of the Old Testament have been done away with. God, our Father, has not done away with any of our words. Whatever we should remember and try to do them to the best of your ability. I ask that you sheep write down with pen, pencil, and paper, jot down whatever references that I may state today to you. Some of you are computer savvy, you know about technology, and you have different technological items such as your notepad or your notebook or your pad or whatever new gadget that the younger people, excuse me, I am Belgian. I don't know why that is. I have not eaten all the day to try and come back me from Belgium or stop me from Belgium. So I won't do those things. But if I eat, it appears that if I eat or if I do not eat anything, I'm going to belch, period. Let's go to the Ten Commandments. What did Jesus say in John chapter 14, verse 15? He said something to this effect. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I know that I love the Lord. And also, John 14, chapter, verse 1, it says, let me turn there and tell you exactly what it says. Hold on a moment, sheep. Looking for it. I remember something. It went something like this. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. I have just found it. It does say, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. That's chapter 14, verse 1. Verse 2. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have not told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Thank you, Father. You told me that many years ago when I was struggling and I needed your help. You came to me and told me that. And I am trying to be obedient today. Sheep, I want you to turn your books to 1 Kings chapter 10. We're going to read from there today. We're not going to read what's on the computer, although I should read that. It says, from the hands of all his enemies, from the hand of Saul. And he said, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, and deliverer, the Lord of my strength. In him will I trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation. my stronghold and refuge, my strength. You save me from violence. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. He shall save me from my enemies. It looks as if part of a sentence has been left off. So I read all that I've seen, and I think that's a good read. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. The Lord is my strength. In him I will trust. My shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior. You save me from violence. Thank you, Father. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. Did you hear that, Satan? I don't like calling upon you. I prefer the Savior, my Lord, in heaven. So shall he save me from my enemies. Thank you, God. I hope you sheep have found 1 Kings chapter 10. And I will start reading from there as much as I can and all that I can. I like to tell you, sheep, that I want to have my eyes examined this week. And, you know, they put stuff in your eyes, and I began to not see good. But then, about 4 hours later, I did begin to see better. And I have about reading glasses that I have on right now. And I think I should get my other pair that I use. Well, I am going to not use them right now. I was thinking in terms of getting up and finding my other pair, but I will go with this pair. And I will ask that. So ask my Father in heaven to bless me to see this as well. Allow me to read all of chapter 10. And then tell you the other things that are on my mind. Chapter 10, 1 Kings, chapter 10. And when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to prove him with hard questions. And she came to Jerusalem very great. Verse 2. I'm starting over. And she came to Jerusalem with a great train, with camels that bore spices and very much gold and precious stones. And when she had come to Solomon to seek moon with him of all that was in her heart. And Solomon told her all the questions. There was not anything hid from the king which he told her not of. Which he told her not. And when Queen of Sheba had seen all of Solomon's wisdom and the house that he built and had meat of his table and the setting of the servants and the attendance of the ministers and their apparel and his cupbearer and his ascent by which he went unto the house of the Lord. There was no more spirit in her. And she said to the king, "It is true. It is a true report that I heard in my own land of thy acts and of thy wisdom. Howbeit, beloved, I have," verse 7, let me start over again. "Howbeit, I believe not the words until I came and my eyes had seen it. And behold, the half of it was not told me. Thy wisdom and thy prosperity exceeding the fame which I heard. Happy are they, thy men, happy are thy servants which stand continually before thee, and that hear thy wisdom. Blessed be the Lord thy God, which delighted to set thee on the throne of Israel." You know, Solomon, if you read the Songs of Solomon, it tells you that Solomon is a black man. And here she's saying, "Blessed be the Lord thy God, which delighted in thee to set thee on the throne of Israel." The throne of Israel should have a black person over on it. And that's not so, because the Lord loved Israel ever. Therefore, made he be king to do judgment and justice. And she gave the king 120 talents of gold and of spices, very great store, and precious stones were came no more with abundance spices as these which the Queen of Sheba gave to King Solomon. And the navy also of Hiram that brought gold from Ophir, and this spelled O-P-H-I-R, that's a place. I meant to look it up, but I did not. Brought in from Ophir great plenty of almond trees and precious stone. And the king made of the almond trees pillars for the house of the Lord, and the king's house, harps also, psaltery for singers. There came no such almond tree, nor were seen unto this day. And King Solomon gave unto the Queen of Sheba all her desire, whatsoever she asked, besides that which Solomon gave her of his royal bounty. So she turned and went to her own country, she and her servants. Now, the weight of gold that came to Solomon in 1 year was 603.6 talents of gold. Besides that, he had of the merchant men of the traffic of the spice merchants in of the king of Arabia and the governors of the country. And King Solomon made 200 targets of beaten gold. 600 shekels of gold went to one talent, to one target. And he made 300 shells of gold, of beaten gold, pounds of gold went to one shell. And the king put them in the house of the forest of Lebanon. Moreover, the king made a great throne of ivory and overlaid it with the best gold. The thrones had 6 steps, and the top of the throne was around behind, and there was staves on either side of the place of the seat, and 2 lions stood beside the stage. And I meant to look up sheep. I did not look up stage. You do that for yourself. You will be smarter. And hopefully I will remember to do it also. We want to do what the Lord says and understand what it says. And 12 lions stood there on the one side, and on the other side, upon the 6 steps, there was not the like made in any kingdom. Solomon's drinking vessels were of gold, and the vessels of the house of the forest of Babylon were of pure gold. None were of silver. It was nothing accounted of the days of Solomon. You notice that the Romans who tore down Solomon's temple, they took everything. They took his fine gold. I never really understood how much he had until I'm reading this for the third time. For the king had at sea a neighbor of Tish. Let me spell it for you. Tharshish, with the navy of Hiram. One in the 3 years came the navy of Tarshish, bringing gold and silver, ivory, and apes and peacocks. So King Solomon exceeded in all the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom. So what 2 things King Solomon exceeded in of all the kings of the earth? He exceeded, you're right, in riches and wisdom and all the earth sought to Solomon to hear his wisdom which God had put in his heart, and they sought every man his present, vessels of silver and vessels of gold and garments. You know, the garments are clothing and garments of armor and spices, horses and mules. He raped year by year. And Solomon gathered together chariots of horsemen, and he had 1,400 chariots and 12,000 horsemen, whom he bestowed in the cities of chariots and with the king's Jerusalem. And the king made silver to, let me read verse 27 again for you, saints, for you precious people. You know that God loves you all. And the king made silver to be in Jerusalem as stones. Cedar made he to be as the sycamore trees that are in the veil for abundance. And Solomon had horses brought out of Egypt and line, yearn. The king's merchant received the linen yarn price, and a chariot came upon and went out of Egypt for 600 shekels of silver, and a horse for 150, and so for all the kings of the Hittites and for the kings of Syria. They bring them out by their means. So I have got to look up what was Syria to the Lord. I'm going to stop here and read back. I'm going to stop at chapter 11. I'm going to read what the Lord said to us sheep. He said, if you love me, you would keep my commandments. And that's what I am going to read to you now, so that you all will know what it is that it is that he has said. Again, if there are no laws, God cannot judge the world without laws. And he gave his laws and commandments to Moses. The first commandment, thou shalt have no other gods before me. What is it about that sheep that you do not understand? You should not have no other gods before God. Do you like smoking dope or drinking liquor or wine more than you do love and studying God? The second commandment, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in earth, above, one that is in earth beneath, one that is in the water underneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities among many beings, it means sins of the fathers upon the children. Saints, I'm still belching upon the children of the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy to thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. So that's what we are to do, sheep. The third commandment: thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord thy God will not hold him guilty that takes his name in vain. I've been saying, you shouldn't attack me. I'm doing this for the Lord. The one that you want to love you. The fourth commandment. And you sheep should remember this. I think that the reason why our Father closed down churches on Sunday, and I should not blame it on our Father, but there is Constantine told you all to go to church on Sunday when our Father says that you are to remember the seventh day, to keep it holy. 6 days as you work and have thy labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy maidservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor any stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord has of heaven made, let me read that again. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the seas and all that in them is, and rested on the seventh day. If you don't know what day Sabbath is, it is a Saturday. You should not go to work tomorrow. That's the Sabbath day. You are to observe the Sabbath day. And many of these preachers come up with things like, as long as you do what God says, you can, you don't have to study on Sabbath day. Well, I totally disagree. If God said Sabbath, that's what he meant. Why do you want to change it? Just because Pope Constantine changed it. You should not change it. Wherefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. He made it holy. He hallowed it. Made Saturday a holy day for a sheep. The fifth commandment: honor thy father and thy mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord giveth you. That's a wonderful promise. Father and mother tells you to do as long as it's not grievous to the Lord. If you know that if your parents tell you to do something wrong, you should not do it. Thou shalt not kill, the sixth commandment. And you know that here in America, they said that you can have an abortion up until the last day. You should not. Our Father says that thou shalt not kill. If the father wanted the child murdered, he would do it himself. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Be faithful to your spouse. Wife, be faithful to your husband. Husband, be faithful to your wife. The eighth commandment, thou shalt not steal. That's plain enough. Don't take anything that does not belong to you. The ninth commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Why do you want to go and tell a lie on your neighbor? You don't want to do that. Some of you do want to do that. Those of you who are not the children of our Heavenly Father. The last commandment, the tenth commandment, thou shalt not covet. And covet means to be envious of thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor any his ox, nor his ass or donkey. I said an ass is a, I don't want to say ass, but I should say ass. I prefer saying donkey, but that is not what our Father that is not written thing that is thy neighbor's. And those are the Ten Commandments. It's, excuse me, sheep, I have got to get up and check on something right quick. Thank you, sheep, for waiting on me. I know that you could have been doing other things, but you have taken the time out of your busy schedule and have spent the last 40 minutes listening to me. I thank you very much for that. Now, I am going to say a closing prayer before I ask you to purchase my nephew's, purchase the songs that my nephew and his friend of college produced. Father in heaven, thank you very much for your protection, and thank you for coming back for us. I don't know why, but all this week I have been feel strange. And I know that you are protecting us from the evil that Satan, the devil, has planned, whatever his name is. They call him the devil, Satan, and other names too that I cannot think of right now. Thank you for saving us from his hates too. Thank you for always loving us. And Father, thank you for forgiving the sins of our forefathers that have brought us to this place. This nation has been terrible to us black folks, or people of brown skin, or light brown skin, or that have brown skin, any of us thank you so much, our Father, in the name of Jesus, better known as, in the name of Yeshua, better known as Jesus Christ. In the book of James, chapter verse 15, I'm saying to the saints, if it's the Lord's will, I will be back with them Tuesday at 11 a.m. and then again back on Friday at 5 p.m. Now, I am going to tell you, you know that Jesus loves you. He loves you all. I want you saints to purchase this song by my nephew and his friend, his college friend. It's called High and Lifted Up. You can purchase it if there is a Google Play. Purchase it from Google Play.
Help your children
on Apple Play.
And don't let them fall by the side of the road.
How to eat and live longer by Dr. Reginald J. Healy, M.D.
To love one another. My heart, help me.